Ha. Cine care aguga, force majeure.
Luke Skywalker has returned to his home planet of Tatooine in an attempt to rescue his friend Han Solo from the clutches of the vile gangster. That's one word for it. Jabba the Hutt. Little does Luke know that the Galactic Empire, in capital letters, has secretly begun construction on a new armored space station even more powerful than the first dreaded Death Star. When completed, this ultimate weapon will spell certain doom for the small band of rebels struggling to restore freedom to the galaxy, and the little bears as well. I'm here with a very special guest, Mr. Alex Weiss.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank
Hello,
you.
World.
Hello, world. Thank you for joining me on this second ambitious episode of Force Majeure. How's it going?
I'm speechless.
You're speechless. I was like, oh my god, he's dying.
So, are you attempting to review all of the Star Wars films, or just a bunch of Star Wars lore, or?
Well, it's gonna be, in my mind, it was kind of like a mini-series where I literally just do one review per film, like one episode per main Star Wars film. Because if we start getting into, you know, like the Clone Wars animated feature and all that stuff, that's going to become like a full thing that'll last forever. But basically, I'll do one episode for each film, and then by then, like Rogue One will come out, and then I can keep updating it based on the new films.
That's cool.
So it'll become like a once a year thing, unless, you know, can always attempt a Christmas special or something.
Right. See, I kind of like that a little more. Like, I've seen some other Star Wars podcasts or heard them, and it seems like they milk things a little too much. I mean, I like Star Wars, don't get me wrong, but, you know, it's a little much to talk about it every week.
I know. There's a lot of like content you have to come up with, but which is why I still haven't jumped into like a full Nicolas Cage podcast. Although,
that could be sustainable, you know, once a week.
Oh, yeah. Podcast. If it's like literally me and me podcasting, definitely. But I told this to my friend Jamie. It was like, I have not seen that many Nicolas Cage films.
Really?
So I don't know.
Huh. Well, it'd be kind of hard to podcast by yourself. I'm actually the host of another podcast, the Rocket Pants podcast.
Go ahead. Yep.
You can listen to that at rocket-pants.com if you wish. And if I didn't have the other two co-hosts there, I don't know what I'd do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'd just be talking to myself.
I have considered a one-man podcast, but it seems difficult.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a mutual acquaintance who's attempted that, and he did a pretty good job, but Eric Hunter's doing the Time for Indie Games Is Now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a full production. He does like he does kind of storytelling mixed with news, and he does a really good job, but that's probably the only way I would see doing a solo podcast. He's not just talking to himself.
No, that is really good. Does he have interviews or like a soundboard or something?
He doesn't have interviews, but he takes a topic and presents it from a storytelling point of view. Like, what does the word indie game mean? And he'll tell stories about it.
Okay.
And intersperse it with the Johnny Cash song.
Okay.
So he made it really interesting. But none of that has to do anything with Star Wars. So
we're here for
Star Wars, right?
Yeah, we are. But this is the shout out section, so it's okay.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. And that actually
I just wanted to keep things focused, you know.
That is a good idea though, cuz I could just go on about random stuff. But yeah, I definitely want to check out Rocket Pants and Eric and Tom's podcast as well.
Well, Tom's is no longer on the air, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
But
oh.
Yeah, Eric's is.
Okay. Cool. Well, I don't really have a shout-out. Except for Rocket Pants. So we'll just settle with Rocket Pants then.
Yeah, we got a double dose of Rocket Pants power.
A double Rocket Pants dose. Now we're here to actually talk Star Wars, but more specifically, Episode 6. Took me a second there. Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
What do you have there? You're holding.
Oh, I have my C-3PO for moral support. Okay. Yeah.
He is adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a balloon?
No, he's like a plushie doll.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's soft.
Okay. You just bought this, didn't you?
No, I've had it for a long time. Yeah, I bought it just for the podcast.
Oh yeah, the past 3 hours you were running around looking for a plastic plushie PO.
The original price was 19. No, that's the Star Wars fan club. Oh, my. I'm trying to look for a copyright date on here. Oh, 1997.
Right. Oh, dang. Wow. That's for when they reissued. Didn't they do like those where they started retouching?
Yeah, the special editions all came out in 97.
Oh, wow.
And that was the only time I got to see the original trilogy in theaters.
Oh, cool. I didn't. Never did, unfortunately.
Did they not come out in Europe? In theaters? The special editions?
I think it probably did, but it just completely passed me by somehow. So I mm-hmm. do regret that. I want to somehow see all of them on the big screen one day.
When did you first see Return of the Jedi, and what were your first impressions?
Return of the Jedi? I don't have, like, really, like, young memories of watching it. That's all right. I don't have really young memories of watching it, because I kind of saw it on television the first time, and it was in France. So mm-hmm. that was a weird, like, French Ewoks. No, they don't really say anything in French. But what I remember more is actually the Ewoks movies, because I used to rent those on VHS for absolutely no reason. But I'd only seen Return of the Jedi once growing up, and I didn't rewatch it until like last year. So that was the one that was least present in my mind.
So we're talking at least a 20-plus year gap?
Yeah, yeah.
Dang.
So rewatching it was like, whoa, I forgot so much important stuff that I should have probably remembered about the story. Yeah.
And do you think it held up?
Yeah. I still really like it. I mean, it's just I had forgotten just how many puppets and like just silly costumes are in that film. The first half of it, I was like, oh my god, this is like the Dark Crystal or something. No, I still really liked it in the end, and the version that I watched had all those updates I'd never seen, and they were terrible.
Oh, yeah.
They were pretty terrible.
Did you watch I guess you would have had to have watched the DVD or Blu-ray version.
Yeah. It's the one, it's got
you
like
had
that
the VHS.
Yeah. It's got that musical number. It's got like a really horrible musical number with like a monkey guy at one point.
Yeah.
In Jabba's palace. You just became sad. I will.
I just read today that in the special edition of Return of the Jedi that was released in 97, they asked back the dancer girl, the Twi'lek girl.
The green girl.
I think she was the green girl.
Yeah.
They asked her back to refilm new scenes, and she was the only person to refilm new scenes in the special edition. So. Oh. Even if the quality of the scenes aren't that great, it was kind of cool that she came back to refilm them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like when they did Blade Runner, the final cut, where they got they got one of the actresses to come back and reshoot like a whole scene.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, I'm not sure if that was entirely necessary, but it was kind of cool that she did come back to do that. What was your earliest memories watching Return?
Growing up, we only had, for some reason, Empire Strikes Back taped up of television.
That's so all I'd watch it.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah.
So I'd watch it and think, okay, I wanna see the end of it, And do we have the third one? No. And then I'd get disappointed. Forget that we didn't have the third one. Find Empire Strikes Back. Think it was the third one. Pop it back in.
Yeah.
And was disappointed that it wasn't the conclusion. It was the same movie. And I probably did that, you know, 5 or 6 times. And then finally saw Return of the Jedi when I was 9 years old.
Okay.
And I liked it a lot.
It is good.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll go into a full review of it. But at least we both have fond memories of it, even though I had a huge gap.
Yeah, I remember the first time watching it, or one of the first times, I didn't quite understand Admiral Ackbar. I thought, I mean, imagine why.
I love Admiral Ackbar.
He says something about pull craft in the movie, like, you know, pull craft up to avoid the Death Star or something like that. But my kid mind heard him say bull crap, and I thought he was swearing.
you just accepted that as an actual line from the film.
Yeah, I just thought he said bull crap.
That would have been great if it did. That's one of the things J.J. Abrams should, like, put in the new edition. Just have him say bull crap.
I really liked it. Admiral Ackbar was in episode 7.
Yeah, I know.
If only briefly.
Yeah, he did have some screen time. And although I was like, is this actually him, or is it like another one of his people? They're just like his son.
No, it's him.
It is
if
him.
You look in the credits, it's him.
Oh, I didn't see. Oh, cool. How old is he?
Yeah. I don't know.
I just pictured him as like 60. Like, back then.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's really hard to know how long those things live. Because, like, Chewbacca looks the same.
What is the species? Mon Calamari?
Hmm?
I said, what is the species? Mon Calamari?
I don't know.
I think it's Mon Calamari.
I just call them fish people.
I used to be a little obsessed with Star Wars.
Yeah?
So... yeah, they're Mon Calamari.
Well, can't we just call them Zoidbergs? It's just so much easier. It's weird that Futurama didn't do like a full Star Wars kind of spoof. That would have been great. Though they did the
Futurama didn't?
No, they did the Star Trek one. But
that's right. I didn't see anything on the wiki, so I won't worry about Mon Calamari's age.
That's all right. It doesn't really. That's really for like diehard fans. Just like they need to know.
Didn't you review the like robot chickens recently?
Yeah.
The Star Wars robot chickens.
Yeah, I didn't.
I think one of my favorite parts. I don't know if which one it is, 1, 2, or 3, but it's the Admiral Ackbar cereal.
Oh, that's amazing! I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I also love when those guys from the canteen are like trying to do that jingle for him.
Uh huh.
And then, I don't know what they rhyme, something stupid, like, I don't know. They have, like, a stupid rhyme in it. And then one of them comes out, like, it's a no, guys. And then everyone's like, oh. It's cute. I like it.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen the whole, all the Robot Chicken Star Wars bits. I'd only seen, like, bits and pieces. So when I was in France, I just sat down and just watched all of it.
All three of them?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was good stuff.
Your taste buds can't repel flavor of that magnitude.
Exactly. Yeah, I went full Star Wars on like December and even half of January. That's the thing about these like monthly themed like things. You get a bit tired of it at the end, but that's why I pick things that I know I'm just going to be like, I'll be fine. Like talking about it for like 4 weeks.
Right. Did you play any of the Super Star Wars games?
I don't know. Did I? I mean, in terms of like games, with Star Wars, it's just been really kind of scattered. It's just like there's some old ones, there's some new ones, and it's just like I need to replay them. And I wanted to review loads of games for Star Wars Month, and I ended up like playing two of them. Didn't
the The only thing I'll say about Super Return of the Jedi is the first level is your Luke Skywalker in his speeder going towards Jabba the Hutt's palace, and it's like the most impossible level because it's you have to do hairpin turns, not hairpin turns, like dodge the rocks at the last second and jump at the right time. It's really hard.
Is it like that Back to the Future 3 game where you start and you're on the horse? And
no, it's in 3D, like F-Zero.
Oh, right, yeah.
But maybe it's a similar thing where you have to get everything right. Yeah,
in terms of difficulty, at least.
Yep. But that's my main memory with the game.
Oh, cool.
So, on to the review.
Yeah, let's do this.
You will bring Captain Solo and the Wookiee to me. You can either profit by this or be destroyed.
This is your last chance. Free us or die.
Is Darth Vader my father?
Your father he is.
Your father was seduced by the dark side of the Force. You must face Darth Vader again.
All right, so Return of the Jedi. Yes. I guess we can start with the general story?
Yeah. Give us a synopsis of the Return of the Jedi. A Reader's Digest version, if you will.
Oh, my God. Well, Han Solo is still frozen in carbonite. He's hanging as decoration in a big slug's apartment. So there was some kind of plan there to rescue him, and that goes well, despite the fact it seemed very messy, like messily organized. And then the rest of the film's not about that at all. It's about the Death Star again. But there's some cool new things, that new twists and turns. There's a whole new race of aliens that we discover. And Luke is badass. In a nutshell. When he hasn't been that badass so far, I feel.
Do you want to know what IMDb synopsis is?
It's probably not what I just said. In the slightest.
It's what you said in one sentence.
Oh, okay.
It says, after rescuing Han Solo from the palace of Jabba the Hutt, the rebels attempt to destroy the second Death Star, while Luke struggles to make Vader return from the dark side of the Force.
Okay. That's better, yeah. It's better than what I said. I went in a tangent there. Yeah, there is the whole Darth Vader kind of turning back to good. What did you think about that, by the way? Like,
so, about Darth Vader's turn to the light side.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was to fulfill a prophecy that he would bring balance to the Force. Mm. And I'm guessing that bringing balance to the Force means that the Sith die.
Yeah.
It's not really balanced anymore. It's lopsided, like, towards good.
Yeah.
Wasn't it kind of balanced before? With a couple of Sith and a couple of Jedi? I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like if it's all about just balance, that it's kind of like, can't we just get rid of the dark side altogether? It's like, you can't. It just, the best you can hope for is just balance, which I guess means you can have endless films about that, which I guess is good.
Well, the thing is, like, I believed Anakin's turn from the dark side. I thought it was genuine.
Yeah.
And it was a kind of a good mirror to Luke's journey in the second movie, where he was tempted with the dark side, and he said no, and, you know, Darth Vader saw that, you know, he remembered that human part of him.
Yeah.
The good part of him. Mm. But, I mean, if I look at it as something as just the redemption of Darth Vader, I'm fine with it, but bringing balance to the Force, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little...
I do like those scenes, though. Like at the end. Oh,
I think the lightsaber duel is the best in the original trilogy, honestly.
Yeah?
It's so good.
It is really good. It is really good.
Especially when Luke's hiding in the shadows. Yeah. And Darth Vader's just taunting him.
Yeah, that's a really good scene. It's almost like when they cut back to the Ewoks and stuff, you're just like, let's just stick around with them for.
Yeah. See, I never was bothered by the Ewoks that much, but no. I guess I can see where people would have hang-ups there.
Yeah. I mean, upon rewatching it, I really thought it was going to be the thing where I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe we used to like this. But but actually, I didn't have a problem with it either. I actually really like the idea that C-3PO is like seen as a god to them. Mm-hmm. And this whole idea, I thought, was really good. Like, it was funny. And it kind of... I mean, that's how I described it in my review of Return of the Jedi, how, like, the film kind of mixes...
Oh, so you've already reviewed it, huh? I'm just kidding.
I've reviewed all those movies, like, a million times now, I feel. But this is the official one. You're in the official review. Just kind of how it mixes elements from, like, the first two movies, where, like, it's got some dark kind of elements, mm-hmm. and it's got kind of lighter elements as well.
Let me ask you this. When was the last time you watched A New Hope?
Not that long ago. I think it was last month or something.
Same here. It was really corny. I thought it was really corny.
It definitely does have its corny moments. I mean, it's kind of...
Yeah.
It's a weird one, because I didn't like A New Hope that much as a kid. Uh-huh. I was always like, oh, that one was all right. But, Empire is where it's at. But upon rewatching it, it's definitely still a bit corny, but it still has kind of a timeless quality to it. Where it's like it's like a typical kind of adventure, like old-fashioned adventure. So it's gonna have some corniness to it. But as a self-contained thing, it kind of works.
Yeah. Well, I watched it with people who hadn't seen it at all or not that much, hadn't grown up with it. And they're like, oh, man, this is so weird. It looks so fake. Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
No.
That kind of tainted my view of it.
I tried that as well with someone who'd never seen it. And, like, the whole bit in the desert at the beginning, they were just like, what the hell is this? This is the dullest thing I've ever seen. It's like, wait. They eventually leave the sandcrawler or whatever.
Just right.
Half an hour later. But, yeah, I don't know. I still do like the first one.
Yeah, I'll have to watch it again.
Yeah.
Without people who ruin it. Do you think that Return of the Jedi is more or less a carbon copy of the first one? Because I've heard that rallied against it, and I never heard that until Episode 7 came out. I never thought of it as a carbon copy of the first one.
No, not really. I mean, if anything, The Force Awakens is more of a carbon copy to the first one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of just some of its storylines and stuff. No, I think there's enough, like, new stuff in Return of the Jedi and new ideas that it's like...
I mean, they destroy another Death Star, but, you know...
Yeah,
Luke,
I know.
It's also... It's also about Luke redeeming Vader.
Yeah.
It's also about toppling the, like, killing the Empire.
Yeah.
Emperor, not Empire. Kind of toppling the Empire.
I guess the Empire, yeah, as well, sort of.
Well, there's that funny scene in the Robot Chicken where they're like, oh, they just blew up the Death Star. I guess we're done for now. And the other guy's like, what are you talking about? We've got 10,000 Death Star or 10,000 Star Destroyers.
Yeah, it's true though. It's just it seems to all rest on blowing up this one thing. When it would be more threatening if that wasn't like their only thing. If they had like a planet, which is
like in Episode 7.
Yeah, basically. Although I don't know, Episode 7, it was just the Death Star again. I was just like, this is now the third time we're doing this.
Right.
But, I mean, they did it well. But at least the Death Star was unfinished in Return of the Jedi, even though it was basically the same thing. I mean, that's my one thing about Return that I'm not, like, a huge fan of. That it's the same type of thing again, but...
So what would you say works about the movie from a filmmaking perspective?
Oof, that's a good question. This is like a question for a real podcast.
I host a real podcast.
Rocket pants.
Yeah. That's three pants now.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, like, visually, it looks awesome. I mean, there's still, if you look at the whole kind of Endor, those like racing parts, they look a little bit dated, but I think as a whole, the film looks great. I think they do a really good job at developing pretty much all the characters and moving the story forward. I mean, even like new additions like Ewoks are at least kind of creative and they have a point in the movie. So it's not just like, here's some bears. I don't know. I do like it. And I think it's kind of, it's got more of a bittersweet feel to it. Which I also like. It's more like reflective in terms of vibe, so I like that. What about you?
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, you were getting ready. You were like, no.
I like that there's a prologue that has almost nothing to do with the rest of the movie. I know it's been labeled used as a criticism that, you know, Jabba's palace, it's not really an introduction to the story.
Yeah.
It's just its own little thing. I like that, though. I almost wish more movies would do that. Like, okay, here we're just setting up the characters, and then they're going to go off and do something else.
Yeah. It's like Indiana Jones a bit, where he's in the middle of something, and then, yeah.
Exactly. I like that it balances, is it three or just two? I think it gets up to three stories. It balances those pretty well.
Yeah.
Because... Lando's in there too.
Yeah, that's true. Lando's busy reenacting the first movie.
Right.
He's got.
I like that it balances all those fairly well.
Yeah, it does. What is it you don't like about Return of the Jedi?
I don't know.
You're like, nothing?
Nothing, it's perfect!
I hate that it ended.
There's kind of a, I don't know if I dislike it, but there's kind of a sinister undertone to the Ewoks.
Ooh.
Like, at the end of the movie, you see them playing the Stormtroopers' helmets as musical instruments. And you're like, oh.
That's kind of messed up. So,
yeah, where'd they get those helmets? So they just take them off? Or?
I just assumed they were severed heads. That was fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
It's very dark. It's a very dark twist. Although they do that in Robot Chicken as well, don't they? Where it's just like, they're just like eating flesh and stuff.
I don't remember.
They're just like eating a stormtrooper's arm or something.
Ugh.
But,
I haven't seen the movie in, I mean, close to a month, but
okay.
I can't think of anything that I'm just like, man, I wish they had done that differently or anything like that.
Like the ending, I don't know. I guess the ending's all right, but it's a very happy ending, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of bittersweet because Luke had to see his dad die.
That's true, yeah. But he was... He was a douchebag for a good portion of of the movies, though.
It's true.
Yeah. And although, I mean, the prequels didn't exist then, so you didn't get to see the whole build-up to
him. Right. Right. Those are another topic.
Yeah. I guess you could say, I mean, if you like Boba Fett, he dies in kind of a rubbish way.
I never got the hype around Boba Fett. I mean,
me neither.
Why do so many people like him?
I don't know. Some people are obsessed by Boba Fett.
Uh-huh.
But he really didn't, like, do anything that impressive in Empire or Return. It was just kind of there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's got a cool helmet. I'll give him that. And he's got some cool rocket pants as well. he's the inventor of the rocket pants.
He is. I don't know if they did or didn't do this, but it would have been kind of cool to delve in a little more deep into the mythology of the universe or the star or the force or something like that.
Yeah.
The movie. I don't think they really did that.
No.
Like with episode 3, you got the not the funeral, the opera scene.
Oh, and, yeah.
And episode 7, there's it's not really more mythology, but you saw how Rey had the force vision. Spoiler, sorry.
Oh yeah.
She had that force vision, and I don't think that there's really been one of those that we've seen on screen.
No, I don't think so. In the games there is, but some of the games.
Those are games, yeah.
Yeah, I know. You just push a button. Force vision.
I've probably seen too many other movies where they're like, okay, this is something that happened a long time ago in this world. This is what it has happened. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're just explaining more of the universe instead of
like the just expanding the mythology of it. And
expanding the mythology, right? I mean, I guess that's not really. I don't know where you could have inserted that. Inserted that maybe like the Emperor talking about. Do you know where Obi-Wan came from or something like that?
Yeah. I guess there's a little bit of that when Luke and Leia are talking and then she discovers she's his sister, all that stuff. Where it's kind of, again, this idea that it's like a feeling that you have that's, it's almost like unconscious. More like subconscious, I guess. But, yeah. I mean, I'm not
really going to fault it for that, though. No. But it's just, you know, I wish it could have been there.
Sure. And I was gonna say something that it didn't annoy me about the movie, but something else I wish they had done. And it's kind of like have some kind of, if they had had like another threat that wasn't the Death Star.
Besides the Empire. Besides the Empire.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it could still be the Empire, but it's like a whole new type of threat. Like something that threatens like the Force in another way. That something like the Empire themselves don't even understand that well. Like maybe like a nebula in space that is discovered, you know, has properties you can use to defeat people who have the Force, you know. Something like that. Something that no one really understands. And then,
oh, you've read the synopsis for episode 8 then, haven't you?
I haven't, actually.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. I thought you just spoiled it for me. That's all right, though.
Yeah, that might have been a good way to avoid the whole, well, we're just going to blow up another Death Star type of thing.
Yeah, because otherwise it's just like, yeah, it looks a bit messed up. Like, it's not finished. It's like, oh, so it doesn't work the same. No, it works the same. No, it's fine. Okay. But yeah.
I think it's kind of funny that I was looking at IMDb's trivia about the movie today, and they have a body count for the movie. And you want to guess what the body count is?
Body count? It's got to be loads.
Yeah, how many?
I don't know.
Oh, where'd that go?
Does that include everyone on that Death Star?
Apparently.
It's meant to be like way bigger than the original, isn't it?
Take a wild guess. It is, yeah. Like 400% bigger.
A billion.
No, it's 2.8 million.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
How
do they know?
I don't know how they know.
Do you think it's got to be more in episode 7, right? Because they, like, blow up several planets.
Right.
It's like they blow up the Republic, and then it was just like, I was like, whoa, this is a huge thing. And no one really cared that much about that. just like, well, there was millions of people. But yeah, who goes around counting like people who die in movies?
I always thought that a movie body count was people you see die on screen.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well.
I don't know.
There couldn't be a million people that you see die on screen.
No.
That's more like something like in Die Hard. Or no, maybe not.
I will say it was really cool to see more Rebel ships, you know?
Yeah.
Got to see the A-Wing. I think we saw the B-Wing for the first time.
Yeah.
I don't remember if there's any more introduced, but...
I think there's probably a couple more.
I know they have the Y-Wing and the X-Wing, but those were in A New Hope as well.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they definitely developed like the technology of it as well a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It looked like the Rebels were just kind of getting whatever resources they could.
Yeah,
and that was kind of from a production standpoint, that was a really cool thing.
Yeah,
aspect.
I mean, the other thing I like about this one is the whole. Like the whole scene with when Yoda dies. Spoilers. that was really sad.
Mm-hmm.
That was genuinely heartbreaking.
Oh, that reminds me. What do you think of the whole "from a certain point of view" talk from Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah. I mean, I always, whenever they had like a ghost Obi-Wan pop up and say something. I was always kind of like, I don't know. Oh, you're just giving away plot points now that we could have learned some other way. But, and also it's kind of, if you think about it for too long, Obi-Wan Kenobi is kind of a douchebag as well. Cause he's just kind of lying to everyone. But yeah, I don't know. He's Obi-Wan. He's a sneaky old man.
See, I think that, I don't think there's any problem with Obi-Wan concealing the fact that Darth Vader was Luke's father. I think it was just the wording he used was kind of poor.
Yeah, that's true. Well, there's a whole song about that in Robot Chicken.
There is.
It is a good song. It's not as good as the whole Empire on Ice thing. Which
Empire
on Ice, where it's like,
is that in Robot Chicken as well?
Yeah. That was genius. I think it's the end of one of them.
I only remember the Order 66 song and the Certain Point of View song.
It's too catchy, though. You're going to put that in my head again. It's a very bad idea.
Well, we better change the subject then.
Yeah. Let's talk about Batman. No.
Well, Lando Calrissian is in Batman.
That's true. He's the original Harvey Dent.
Yep.
Yeah, they never explored that in any way. Do you think he's going to be in the new Star Wars movies? He's got to be, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to kill off every main character from the original trilogy in each movie?
I don't know.
I don't know if I like that.
You don't know if you like what?
If they start killing everyone off, one after the other.
I think if they do it in a way that makes sense from a storytelling perspective, it'll be okay, but...
Yeah. It needs to be skillfully executed.
Wouldn't it be funny if they just brought back Lando once he said, "Hey, guys," and then he gets shot and falls off a cliff? That'd be hilarious.
It's probably going to happen. I think, yeah. In 2 years, we'll be like, well, that's what we said. And we'll be sad. I mean, because if they can't really do action sequences at this point. I mean, I guess if you're driving a ship, you're just kind of sitting.
That's true.
That's fine, but I don't know. You'd think that Lando Calrissian would have retired would just be chilling out on that cloud planet.
Mm-hmm.
Cloud city, rather.
Bespin.
Yes.
I told you I used to be really into Star Wars.
I know, you know all the names. What do you think of Jabba? This is the first time you see him properly. You kind of see him mm-hmm. awkwardly and in like a really badly re-CGI'd version before.
Yeah, but I didn't grow up with the CGI version.
No, me neither.
The New Hope. I liked him. I kind of wish that, in a weird way, that he didn't die. That
yeah.
maybe he could have been a side villain or something later on.
Mm.
Like not necessarily what you were saying earlier, but just like an alternate evil to the Empire, another protagonist, or antagonist, another antagonist of some sort.
Mm. Yeah, I mean they try to expand his influence on things a bit in like the Clone Wars series, which I haven't seen mm-hmm. a whole lot of, but he's got different family members that just like have different like pull on things. There's like a dodgy brother and there's like a son. It's like I thought they did well to give us more Jabba there. But no, I like that whole scene is really good. Like,
did you ever read any of the Star Wars books?
No, I haven't. I have some, but I haven't read them.
I think I read one or either a chapter of one, or the synopsis of one.
Yeah.
It was about Jabba's dad coming to investigate the palace and wondering where his son was and
okay.
seeking vengeance for his son's death.
Yeah, it's not bad. That could be a story.
Yeah.
I could see that. Where does Return of the Jedi land in terms of your, if you were to make like a top 7?
It's near the top.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean the three.
Actually, I think the last time I thought about it, it was my favorite, honestly.
Okay. I mean, it's definitely, for me, I think it is, it kind of goes back and forth, where it's like, one second it's like above A New Hope, then A New Hope kind of takes over, but then I'm like, yeah, but then this bit about Return. So I think at the moment, it's still like Empire and then Return.
Mm-hmm.
And then the original, and then prequels. Episode 7 is pretty low on my list, but that doesn't mean I didn't like it. Okay, so Return of the Jedi is still right up there for you. It's still number one? Two?
One.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Cool. More than Empire.
Yeah, I mean, Empire is like a close second.
Mm. I mean,
ish.
I guess the good thing about Jedi is that it does have like a proper ending. It's not just kind of like,
Yeah.
So
that's I think that's the main thing that bothered me about Empire.
Yeah. I could see that.
As much as I like it.
It's a bit like I used to really like The Two Towers. That was my favorite mm-hmm. of the Lord of the Rings films. And then I rewatched them. I was just like, I don't know if they really work on their own. So now my favorite is Return of the King, just because it ends.
It ends like 12 times, but
yeah.
It ends.
Oh, it ends. You can pick your favorite ending. That's the beauty of it. Although most of those endings are not that good, but yeah, I still like it better in some way. Yeah, I would gladly rewatch Jedi, and I haven't watched. I've only seen it like a month ago, a couple of months ago.
So you've only seen it 2 times?
I guess technically, yeah. It's only been, no, 3 times, because I think I watched it before Star Wars Month, and then I watched it again during Star Wars Month, just in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've seen
the
movie.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen Empire many times. and A New Hope quite a few times, but yeah. No, Return of the Jedi has always been the one that I've been like dying to rewatch and somehow never did. So yeah. Even the prequels I've seen too many times. It's just like, I don't know why. But do you wanna play a game?
Oh yeah. What kind of game?
I don't know how that's gonna go. I don't have a jingle for it yet. That's again post production. We'll have this to offer. The game I had in mind was called Ewok This Way, which was meant to be a play on words on the song Walk This Way.
Right.
And the idea was, can you come up with 5 song titles? Then you can turn into 5 Ewok puns. This is your task for today. You can probably use Google, yeah, if you think of something. They need to be bad puns, but they need to be puns. Originally, I was like, you have 20 seconds to comply. And eventually, I was like, no, it's ridiculous to have a time limit for this.
I don't recognize any of these songs.
It's all right. As long as you can make an Ewok pun out of it. I mean, I kind of took away a big one. Ewok This Way. It's got to be a Justin Bieber song you can turn into. You probably know the name of the song the Ewoks sing at the end.
Oh, it's the Nub Nub song, of course. That's all I ever called it, was the Nub Nub song.
Nub Nub song.
Yeah. do you know the hit by Smash Mouth called Ewokin' on the Sun?
I think I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's my first one.
That is a good one. I mean, you can just type walk and then song titles. Then you're pretty much set after that. Not many songs with walk.
There's a lot.
I can think of one, like an old one.
Uh-huh.
It's a Johnny Cash song.
Oh, Ewok the Line.
There you go. So then, that's your second one. That was a bit of a clue.
Oh, the baby elephant Ewok.
That's pretty genius. That's a good one. There is actually a baby elephant in Return of the Jedi.
Oh, the Bantha?
Yeah, little blue guy.
Kaka the Ewok.
Kaka the Ewok?
That's the name of a song, Kaka the Walk.
Oh, wow. Okay. That just sounded, rude.
Come walk with me. Or come Ewok with me.
Okay.
Is that 5?
I don't know. I think that's 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Okay, last one. Come on. You can do this.
Just a closer Ewok with thee.
Who's that by?
Patsy Cline.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're putting the big guns for that last one.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that was Ewok the Line. an exciting new game that's going to be...
I thought you said it was Ewok This Way.
Ewok This Way, Ewok the Line. It's all of it, man. It's also, I forgot that it was Ewok This Way. A game I created. Which you should see on HBO very soon. Ewok the Line will be a proper game show. I don't know, I'm trying to come up with like games that are like specific to like each movie, and it's actually quite hard.
We do trivia games for each guest on each guest episode on Rocket Pants.
On Rocket Pants. I could sense a Rocket Pants plug coming up.
What I said, we?
Yeah. You said we, I thought Rocket Pants. And yep. And I'm happy that's what it led to. Because you should all right now turn this podcast off. Don't even let it end. Don't even listen to the end. Just go to Rocket Pants, episode 1. That's what I'll be doing. But that's all right. So, yeah. Is there anything you'd like to... Is there anything you'd like to add in terms of your return of the Jedi?
I'd kind of like to watch the movie again. That's about it.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. So, I mean, I just want to say thank you for joining me.
My pleasure.
We finally get to speak to each other.
Oh, that's right.
Face to face?
Mm-hmm.
In that I can see your face.
Oh, it doesn't seem awkward because we've interacted so much on the interwebs.
Yeah, I know. But it is good to see you.
You too. We'll have to have you on the podcast sometime.
Yes, definitely. I'd be up for that. Even though it's a trap.